Everyone hear me? Okay. Welcome. My name is Gordon Chu. I'm the flight director for NASA's Pisces mission. Hey Morgan, how are you? Good to see you again. I'm seeing a few reporters who were here in this very room 3 years ago. So I guess I should say welcome back. Space exploration takes a little patience. I'm just going to read this statement. 969 days ago, on a sunny afternoon, just like this one, we launched Pisces 1 on a there-and-back journey to the Saturn system. Earth exit was seamless, thanks to the collaboration of hundreds here on the ground, and to a highly capable crew of two individuals, Pisces Commander Tyler Winfield and Mission Specialist Dr. Bianca Guerrero.
Engine turbopumps at flight speed. Engines at maximum thrust.
Here we go!
Port window, B, check it out!
Oh my god! That curved horizon is stunning! Everything's so blue!
See you in a minute, Houston!
It's been a long ride. 1.3 billion kilometers over almost 3 years. 7 days ago, the crew commenced a carefully orchestrated series of braking maneuvers. First, they did a flyby of Saturn, allowing its gravity to slow their momentum.
You want to barf first, or should I?
That's all you!
Then they dipped low into the methane-rich atmosphere of Titan, the largest moon of Saturn, and used that moon's atmosphere as a form of drag. We call this technique aerobraking. They also collected some of that methane to use as fuel on the return trip.
Fuel tank one is officially full.
Methane down, oxygen to go. I feel like I'm in the pit for DE3.
Come again?
Dale Earnhardt III.
Who?
Race car driver.
What? I don't speak NASCAR.
Never mind.
And finally, they engage reverse thrusters above our destination. Saturn's moon, Enceladus. Enceladus is a small, icy moon. Its surface is no bigger than Arizona, and so it was underestimated for a long time. Then we learned that its icy shell covers a global liquid ocean. Not only that, but there are fissures in the ice. They send plumes of vapor from that inner ocean out into the rings of Saturn. The discovery was groundbreaking.
520 kilometers till impact. 446.
This thing is gonna stop, right?
174 kilometers. 148. Ready, braking parachute.
Ready, on your call.
The fact remains, Earth and Enceladus are the only worlds in the solar system confirmed to have the three key ingredients for life: liquid water, complex carbons, and an energy source in the form of hydrothermal vents at the bottom of its ocean. These vents are the ideal incubators for life. And that's exactly where we targeted this mission.
65 kilometers, 47, 32, 25, deploy.
It's out!
I'm pleased to announce that at 14:05 local time, on January 8th, 2037, Pisces 1 landed on the South Pole of Enceladus, intact, with its crew members perfectly healthy and ready to get to work. The search for life begins tomorrow.
Are you alive, Ty?
And kicking. You?
I think so. Oh, give me a hug, you goddamn space cowboy.
We did it!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
Yo! Wow.
All systems look okay. Landing gear's stable. You want to break the good news, or should I?
I have a little bit of audio to play for you. first dispatch from the New World.
This is dispatch 969A. Pisces crew Winfield and Guerrero here. The fish has landed. I repeat, the fish has landed.
How long have you been thinking of that line? 3 years?
No comment. In English, we made it in one piece. The ship performed brilliantly.
And what's more, unless I'm missing something.
What?
We can still tolerate each other.
Affirmative.
And we couldn't be situated better. We're on an even surface right next to the main fissure. I should be able to get Doris down into the water, no problem.
Needless to say, we're happy and exhausted. We'll sign off and get some rest.
That's right. We got a big few months ahead. To the science team, know that I can't wait to get started. I miss you.
Say hi to the Earth for us. We'll talk to you soon.
Later! End dispatch.
So, a few final notes, and then I'll turn it over for questions. First, I want to remind you all that because we are over 1 billion kilometers from Enceladus, it takes quite a while for their dispatches to reach us, and for ours to reach them. The current time delay is 87 minutes, so actually with the delay, they've already been on the moon for 3.5 hours, not 2. You can note that in your write-ups. Secondly, Specialist Guerrero alluded to this, the Pisces shuttle contains a detachable unit, a deep water submersible called Doris, which she'll be piloting through the ocean to the vent systems on the seafloor. One last thing. I know space travel feels more and more commonplace, but I also don't want this fact to be lost on anyone in this room. This is the farthest humanity has ever ventured beyond Earth's borders. And with this feat, naturally come innumerable risks. We wish them a successful mission and will do everything in our power to ensure that they thrive. I have time for a question or two. Okay, wait. Hands? Yeah. Dark sweater. Second to last row.
Thomas Pfeiffer, National Science Journal. I'm sure by now you know. There are lots of people who think Enceladus is going to be Mars all over again. Lifeless, a boondoggle. And this time without even Mars's possibility of colonization. Some even think it's a willful distraction from climate catastrophe on Earth. Your response?
We can never fully anticipate which worlds contain the things we're looking for and which ones don't. Every sign from Enceladus's orbiters and from the highly successful Pontus C probe has given us optimism that this mission will be fruitful. Enceladus has the potential to change the way we think about the cosmos. Maybe it can even help us understand the climate crisis. It's important that we celebrate today's historic achievement and look forward, not back.
Director Chu, if this is such a precarious mission, why only 2 astronauts? Wouldn't a larger crew be better equipped to tackle the unexpected, to provide fail-safes?
Morgan, you know this. The deeper we go into the solar system, the tougher it gets to support larger crews. More bodies means more oxygen, more food supplies, more weight, more fuel. It's a constant give and take. Our chosen crew can achieve this mission efficiently.
How much does that choice have to do with budget cuts? Would you have liked a larger crew?
I can assure you, we're thrilled with the astronauts we have. They're the right ones for this job. Speaking of, I'm being told I need to get back to mine. That's all the time I have. Thank you, everyone.
Later! End dispatch.
Is that thing off?
Yep.
Good. How are you feeling?
I don't know, like 1% heavier than I was a few minutes ago. That is the gravity differential, right?
I'm serious, B.
I'm great. A little drained. I think that's normal. If you really want to know, I have a toothache. But I'm good. I'm better than good. I've dreamt about this moment, played it out 1 billion ways in my mind. And here we are. It's so quiet. Thanks for getting us here, Ty.
I told you, my lucky coin is a powerful thing.
That wasn't luck.
Shoot, by the end there, you were flying the ship more than I was. I mean, you basically made me obsolete. 52 and over the hill.
What have I told you about the old man pity party? I don't want an invite.
You get to cry into a big old beer mug. It's pretty fun.
Stop. Now.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm excited to watch you do your thing. You'll find something spectacular. The world's eyes will open, and then I'll do the easy part. Cruise on home.
You're selling yourself short, obviously. But that's all very generous. You know, you're right. It does look like the moon's breathing.
You ready to dive in?
You mean, am I ready to seal myself inside a tiny metal bubble barely bigger than a coffin, descend through a pinball machine of razor-sharp icy crevices, splash down into a near-freezing ocean that humans have never touched, and pilot my craft through 40-plus kilometers of pitch-black water, all to collect some microscopic particles?
I wouldn't have put it quite that way, but I guess that about sums it up.
You better believe it. I'll get it. Good morning, Carol.
Dispatch 978, Carol Robinson, Capcom with Pisces Mission Support. Congratulations on the success of the landing. We're excited about entering the next phase of this mission, as I'm sure you are too. The schedule of exploration remains unchanged. We're starting with deep sea target number 1 of 24. Big surprise there. Of course, send us any questions, issues, etc. Nothing's too small, I mean that. We're about an hour and a half behind you now, but we're here and available 24/7. Okay, that's the extent of official business today. But my goodness! Let me just say, the whole site's buzzing. We are thrilled with the landing. My granddaughter says to give you a high five. I don't think she quite understands how this dispatch system works, so I'll just do a little clap here. Does that count?
Up high, partner.
Today brings back memories of my own missions. Knowing you, B, you're prepared 20 times over for your first dive. If anything, I thought it might be helpful to give you a break from your thoughts and share a few more of these classroom questions we've been getting. People just love the answers. It's a huge hit.
Told you.
I'll send them over in another dispatch.
Apparently, I communicate at an 8-year-old level.
That's a skill.
Okay. That's all we've got for now. Leave on your own timetable whenever you feel ready. We're pulling for you. Director Chu, me, the flight team and science team, all of us. I said some extra prayers this morning, Ty. We'll look for your dispatch at the end of the day. Talk soon. All right? End dispatch.
So, since I talk fast, I'll do the procedure read-through, if that's okay with you.
All right, sure. Just don't leave me in the dust.
I'm taking the submersible Doris to target site 1, depth 35 kilometers, likely a hydrothermal vent system. We'll be connected via fiber optic wire throughout. That's our comm system. Give me a shout, I'll be talking to you.
I'm sure you will.
I'll let that slide. We also naturally have a lifeline cable securing the main Pisces shuttle to Doris at the beginning and the end of the dive. We can adjust the cable with the winch system. That's how we'll raise or lower Doris. Either one of us can operate those controls. So we'll simply lower Doris through the ice fissure till we hit water, and then we'll detach the lifeline cable.
Roger that. Like dropping a line in a creek.
Okay, this part's important, I know, because you've underlined it twice. Quote, any loss of communication, you will try to reach me 3 times in 3 minutes. That's 3 in 3. If there's no response, you'll send a dispatch back to ground to alert them to the issue.
Confirming. 3 in 3. You got that too, B?
Yes, sir. I'll be back up in about 6 hours. Then I'll reattach the lifeline cable, get reeled in, and my smiling mug will be back before you know it. Bada bing, bada boom. Capiche?
I believe that Roger that is protocol.
But it's just so blah, don't you think?
Roger that. I mean, capiche. Are you sure you're ready?
Absolutely. Permission to enter Doris?
Granted. Doris launch sequence begins now.
Okay.
Starting recording now. Test comms, 1, 2, 3. This is Commander Tyler Winfield, topside. Dive 1, Pisces mission.
Mission specialist Bianca Guerrero, confirmed comms. Hatch is sealed. Lifeline cable is attached to Doris and to Pisces. The oxygen CO2 scrubber is on, because breathing is great. Batteries, full power, ballast, and buoyancy, check, check. The weather is, well, there's no weather. Okay.
It's your line, B.
Oh, right. Permission to dive.
Permission granted. Count us off.
Thank you. I'm detaching Doris from Pisces, just like we practiced. In 3, 2, 1.
You okay there?
Affirmative.
Good. Using the winch to position you over the fissure.
I've got eyes on it. 5 degrees to the right.
Status check.
I'm above the fissure. Now.
Starting the drop sequence on your call.
You know, after all that training, something just hit me.
What's that?
I'm like the little capsule in those old Claw arcade games. You know? The games you never win.
Uh-huh.
I'm the little Pokemon ball.
I will assume that that very non-mission critical comment means that you're ready for me to lower you?
Affirmative, sir. Cast me away.
I'm gonna go slow. Letting out the lifeline cable. Winch is working just fine.
Descending now. 5 meters to the fissure opening.
4 now. 3.
You all right? Let me know. I can pull it back.
I'm good. Entering the fissure now.
Confirming. In the fissure.
Roger that.
Based on the scouting of our dear old droid, Pontus, we've still got a few hundred meters till we hit ocean water. Keep me dropping, please.
Blue-white color. Oh my god, Ty! It's so much better than the pictures.
What's that, B?
The fissure walls are pretty close in here. We're getting to know one another. Everything's fine.
You sure you're all right?
Absolutely. Some light turbulence. Captain has her seatbelt fastened.
We can always slow or stop, B, okay? Say the word.
Will do. God. Take a look at those bubbles in the ice. Left side. The air inside might be 5 days old or 1,000 years old. Maybe 1,000,000.
I feel slightly less ancient. More turbulence?
Crap.
B? B, what is it? Talk to me.
I'm caught on a frickin' ledge.